Welcome to Real Talk Wrestling. My name is Josh. The music did not play, but we are here live. I don't know what that's about, but we're here live. Once again, Thursday night, we're here to talk AEW Dynamite. I'm your host, like I said, Josh Kimmel. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Kimmel OUS at Real Talk Wrestling. RTW Chris over here with the 813 shirt. What's going on, Chris?
That's right. I'm excited. We got AEW coming to the 813 soon. I'm pumped.
We do. Finally, Tony Khan and AEW has come to Tampa. We have tickets. We secured our spot. We will be in there. I'm going to make a sign. I'm not sign guy. I don't ever want to be sign guy, but I'm bringing a sign because I want to be on Botchamania so bad.
Yeah.
And the way to get on Botchamania is you just make a sign of Taz and you'll get on Botchamania because Taz is the star of Botchamania. You got to watch those shows, Chris. It's by far one of the coolest things.
I know. You've been telling me I need to get on it. I just haven't yet.
They're just so funny. But we're not here to talk about Botchamania, plug Botchamania. We're here to talk about AEW in Dynamite, and it was a good show. I watched 90 minutes of Dynamite. I skipped the first 30 minutes on purpose, specifically because I was didn't want to see Orange Cassidy. I'm just over it. I'm over it. How was the match, Chris? Tell me. Did he put his hands in his pocket? Hold on. Did he put his hands in his pockets?
Yes.
Did Swerve tease that he was going to do it to him and then just beat the shit out of him?
Yep.
Oh, honestly, I'm not even kidding. I didn't see any highlights. It's just I can book an Orange Cassidy match. I can do it.
Swerve got a lot of offense in. Made us think he had a chance. I was real excited. I thought he was going to do it. Thought they were finally pulling the trigger. And then Orange Cassidy sneaks out the win at the end.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hey, that's what he does. That's his gimmick. He's the guy who he's just going to be a full mummy of that kinetic tape. Eventually, it's on his back, it's on his spine, it's everywhere. Eventually, he's just going to be so beat up and hurt. Do you think he wants this as in Orange Cassidy as a person? Like, hey, Tony, put me on. Like, I just want to work. I just want to wrestle. I don't care who. I don't care what. Like, in real life. Or do you think Tony's like, we got to get you out there. We got to do this. And he's like, fuck, man. Tired.
Yeah, I would think all the wrestlers, man, they want to be out there as long as they can. Yeah, maybe he wants a break or something, but I can't see anyone saying, nah, put me on the sideline. I don't want to be out there.
I mean, at this point, though, we are well beyond. He's worn out his welcome as the international championship champion. We need him to lose his title. We wanted Swerve to win it. I didn't think he was going to because it opened Dynamite and because there's really no story there. I think this isn't the end. I hope it's not the end. Do you think this is the end? Because there was a beatdown at the end, correct?
I don't think that it's necessarily the end. I think they've got like a good matchup here. It was really good. I think you missed out on this one. I get it. We have seen the same match over and over again to a degree. This one just felt better than some of the recent ones that we've seen. And I saw a lot of people online saying the same thing, like, oh man, I really thought Swerve was going to go over and I would have been good with that. I saw a lot of people kind of echoing that same thought. So I think they should keep going with it. I think it's a good feud.
I hope they do continue to go with it, but where do they go from here? Because didn't Orange Cassidy win clean, if I'm not mistaken? So how can there be a justified rematch? How can we get to where we need to get to?
That's was my it, question. I think he won by roll up, but with the tights. So I don't know. Is that clean? Kind of not, you know? So I don't know. They could build a little bit of story out of it. I'm sure they could.
I really hope so, because I do want to talk about the state of Swerve. Swerve has had an interesting little stint here in AEW. He's feuding with, you know, he's a tag team champion. He's a heel and Keith Lee's a babyface. They eventually have a small feud that never was resolved. If it was resolved, I missed it. You know, they had their stuff on Rampage. They had this Rick Ross guy come in and cuss on live television. And it seems like they just dropped the angle after that. Like, I don't know if you've noticed it. Keith Lee has got his hair white and he is nowhere to be found. And Swerve is now with. So he went from Keith Lee feuding with him to another group with a tattoo guy and Parker Brodeur. I don't know who this guy is. Some guy from NXT. Yep. And now he's with them ROH Job Squad. It seems like they're just passing him around and they don't know what to do with him. But yet he is a top tier talent. Like, where could we possibly go? Is this the peak? Is this all we're going to get from Swerve?
Man, I sure hope not, because every time, I don't know, he's got something to him whenever he comes out. Like, he feels like he should be a big deal. And they need to find something solid for him to do. I think putting a belt on him is the way to go. As far as the group that he's with, yeah, I don't really understand what they're doing, pairing him with a bunch of different groups. With Keith Lee was good, but we knew that was going to lead to a breakup, as most tag teams do. But now these, like, job squad people, I don't understand what's going on with that. Like, if they're going to go with it, like, go with it and make it something. Don't just kind of have him there and then in a month from now, after Forbidden Door and heading into All In, like, he's got a new squad. Like, make this a legit squad then.
If I had to compare him to any wrestler in the past, like, 15 years, I would say he's the modern day Dolph Ziggler. As in, we all want him to succeed. We all want, he can work. He can put people over. He can sell. He can do offense. He can do it all. The only thing he can't do is he's not a good promo. Let's just face it. He's just not a good promo. Not that I've seen him put on a good promo. Maybe that's holding him back. But he's an elite worker with a high work rate, and I'm afraid he's just going to be that guy who could put on awesome 20-minute bangers on television, but just never get the respect or get over, as in world championship or even like an international championship. Like, he might have it one day, but I don't see it being important. Us fans, we see him as a main eventer, we see him as a big deal, but do promoters see him that way? They haven't really.
No, I don't know. Not yet. They haven't. I mean, he had the tag championship with Keith Lee for a little bit. You know, and now he's in this title program here. So you got to believe that they see something in him right now to keep putting him at least around a belt, if not having a belt. So, well, I don't know that he'll necessarily ever be at the top of the card, be a world heavyweight champion. I don't know. I think there's still plenty of time for that. But I don't know. I think he could be someone that can carry the show.
I think he could be someone who can be, like I said, a high worker, like a Dolph Ziggler, like a Chad Gable we're seeing over there in WWE as well. He's a good worker, but never going to be like, here's the championship. Hold it with pride. Make us proud. I just don't see Tony Khan or the other company ever doing that, which sucks, man. It's just these high work rate guys, they deserve to be on top, or at least for a little bit. And we're just not getting it with Swerve.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like when you're at a job and you're really, really good at what you do, and they're like, hey, we can't afford to promote you. You're too good. We need you right here in this position. And his comparison to Dolph Ziggler, I think, is a good one, because they're two people that can sell very well. They're really good workers. But it's almost like you need some, you know, a top heel jobber, and that's what they're going to be. And then Dolph was the top heel babyface for a long time. But they never put him over top babyface jobber. But he was too good at it. And so they're like, no, you make everyone else look so good.
Yes.
We can't really have you be on top, because everyone, you're a stepping stone for everybody else.
It's just so frustrating. It really is. But that's just the state of it. We'll see where this goes. I'm hoping Swerve is the one to take this title away, because he would fit perfect heading into the summer months with the international championship. So, speaking of summer months, we have a pay-per-view coming, Forbidden Door. We have two mega matches announced. Bryan Danielson versus Okada, and we have Will Ospreay versus Omega, which I'm more excited for that one. I don't know about you. Everyone's going insane over Okada and Danielson. It's going to be great, don't get me wrong, but I just prefer the style of a Kenny Omega Ospreay. But either way, those two matches right there, I'm buying the pay-per-view just for those two matches.
Yeah, I think those two alone sell the show on their own. So I'm interested to see what they do with the card, because didn't they have to make a lot of changes last year, last minute? Some people were getting hurt and stuff.
Brian couldn't wrestle. He was supposed to go against a Sabre Jr. Remember? And then CM Punk missed the show. So that had to be turned into a fatal four-way match for the title. I think it was Adam Cole was there, but who? Adam Cole wrestled Jay White in a fatal four-way match with two other people. I think it was for a world title or a championship. I forgot. But yes, a lot of people missed the show last year because of injuries. And it seems like this year they have a full card. There's no one really hurt. The only one that got hurt was Mercedes, who was supposed to be involved. There's news on her actually signing with AEW pretty soon when she comes back. But I do want to talk about this card and how to fill it out. Like, how many matches would you be happy with on this card? And what kind of matches, not who, but what type of matches would you like to see?
Well, as far as how many, I mean, I think you gotta be somewhere in that, like, 6 to 8 is where you need to be at for total number of matches. If you have less than 6, it's going to feel a little short. And then you're going to feel like you're missing out on a lot of people. And if you have more than 8, it's going to feel like too much. As far as type of matches, I don't know. I mean, you need to have some really important one-on-one matches. Probably need to get a tag match in there. Now, are you talking like gimmick matches? Because I know you're not a big gimmick match guy.
I don't think this is the gimmick match show. I think this is just a professional wrestling show. There shouldn't be any gimmick matches.
Yeah, I wouldn't really want to see any on this show either. I just want to see pure wrestling right here on this show.
And I think you missed out on Forbidden Door 1. You didn't get it.
No, I did not.
You should get this one. Are you going to get this one or find a way to get this one?
I will figure out a way to watch it. Okay, one way or another.
Let's leave it at that, yeah. I want to see. So you got to pencil in a women's match. I don't know what they're going to do, how many women they want to get on the show. You'd have to imagine the biggest star in AEW is star. Okay, Saraya, she does not deserve to be on the show. Saraya. I'm thinking someone more of the lines of Jamie Hayter. She deserves, but is she injured? How long is she going to be hurt? Toni Storm's now the champion. Is she going to be the one facing off against their champion? I don't know how that's going to work. You're right. We need a tag team in this. Do we get FTR? Do we get CM Punk and FTR as a trios against someone on their side? That'd be something cool or something to look forward to too. Do we see MJF? I don't think we should see MJF. I don't think MJF should wrestle in the show at all.
Yeah, I don't know that it really matches his personality and his type, his style. So I would be okay if he sat this one out. And I think there's plenty of other people you could put on the show.
I think you're right. I heard someone, I forgot who, I saw it on Twitter, heard it somewhere, it doesn't matter. Somebody said he should be on the show and he should be out there actually interfering or maybe screwing over an Adam Cole if he had a match, something of that sort, just to move that story along, because I don't think we should get Adam Cole, which we're going to pivot to right now, Adam Cole, MJF, over in Forbidden Door. I think that should be at Wembley. I think that's the main event for Wembley. I think that should be there. What do you think? Do you think it should be there? Or do you think it should be on a random Dynamite?
I don't see any way that that's going to last all the way till the end of August, 2 months.
They did it with his Four Pillars. It was freaking forever.
Oh yeah, I know. That was way too long. And I'm hoping they learn from that. I don't know. Are they really going to stretch it out, the feud, for 2 months?
I don't know if they can, maybe, but I just don't see them. Why? The whole thing of Forbidden Door is it's AEW versus New Japan. So it wouldn't really make sense for them to have their own separate match. To me, it just doesn't add up. You're going to take away one of your matches, one of your 30-minute time slots for a non-Forbidden Door match. The whole pay-per-view is called Forbidden Door.
Yeah, I don't think it would be there. I think it might land on a Dynamite.
Then we know Adam Cole's not winning.
Probably not. I don't think that he's going to win in this feud. Whenever that feud, I was excited for it, but no, I don't think he's going to win it. It doesn't feel like it's time for MJF to lose his title.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I disagree with you wholeheartedly. I think that I don't think Adam Cole should take it. I don't think he deserves it per se, but I wouldn't be upset. I think MJF has done a fine job, but he's been the champion for 200 days. Not every title reign has to be 365. Not every title reign has to be banger after banger after banger. Not every title reign has to go through the entire roster. Some title reigns can't end. And if you look at the grand picture, the grand scheme of things of AEW, right? Just look at the whole landscape of AEW. Who needs this win more? Adam Cole has been dead in the water ever since he's arrived. He's been hurt. Storylines has fallen through because of Bobby Fish and other people leaving or getting hurt, like Kyle O'Reilly. We've had multiple just stories gone, disappear.
Yeah.
Because he's been in this limbo where he's losing to Orange Cassidy in some kind of dark match where it doesn't count. He's in this fake feud with the Bucks that never went anywhere. He was supposed to go against Kenny Omega. That never happened. You know, he had this crappy feud with Jericho that nobody cared about. The blow-off match was on Dynamite. That's how bad this feud was.
Yeah.
I think for someone like Adam Cole, who already had two title shots against Paige and lost both, he can't lose again. He can't. This is a lose-lose for AEW again. They're booking themselves into a corner. Seriously, it is. And I think Adam Cole needs to come off strong after this Jericho feud. He needs to come off strong and beat MJF. I think he should win the title.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, he definitely has struggled, has had to overcome a lot of obstacles since he got to AEW. I feel like AEW is really going to hang on to MJF being champion. I think he is going to have a very long run because I think that they're very proud that they've built like a legitimate top heel in the industry. And so they want to give him a title run that's deserving of all the work that he put in, you know? And then there was all that dispute with him and where he was almost about to leave. And then he gets to come back and win the title. I don't know that he's ready to give it up. I just don't see it.
So everyone's been talking about the main event at Double or Nothing. Why didn't it go on last? Why didn't it go on last? I'll tell you why it didn't go on last. Because MJF cannot carry a company right now. He's too young. He doesn't have the name recognition of the casual fans. And let's be honest, man, he's great. I love him. I think he's a great heel. He's not the best heel in the business right now. That's Roman still. And he's not going to sell out. He didn't sell out Wembley. He couldn't sell out Double or Nothing. They had cheeseburger nights over in Vegas. Hey, buy a cheeseburger, get 4 tickets to AEW Double or Nothing. That matters. Who your champion is. When CM Punk was champion, and I, you know, we're not Phil fans here, but when he was champion, they were getting a million views. They were selling out this place, selling out that place, selling out here. MJF's champ, they're struggling to sell tickets. Collision's not selling out whatsoever. Not even close. We see the numbers on their pay-per-view. They only have 5 a year. And that Double or Nothing pay-per-view did not sell out. Didn't. It just didn't.
Yeah.
And that says something to me. Like, your champion is not big enough to hold you, whereas someone like an Adam Cole could be. So we got to think business. Business says put it on Adam Cole. You already had your Adam Page, your homegrown talent. You already had your MJF, your homegrown talent. Let's go on to some bigger names here and get some eyes back on the company because you're losing eyes.
But it's a rating show. Do you think Adam Cole is a big enough household name? I mean, I like Adam Cole, don't get me wrong. But do you think he's a big enough household name to really move the needle enough to start selling out pay-per-views?
I can see where the stories can go because I'm looking at the MJF stories. We've already had Punk. Okay, you already had Jericho. You already had Danielson. You already have these major feuds where if you put it on Adam Cole, that opens up Jay White, Bullet Club Gold. That opens up CM Punk because he could be a heel or Adam Page or Adam Cole. This opens up so much, whereas MJF, we've kind of seen it all. Nothing's in the 4 years of MJF being there, he's already recycling his opponents. He's already beating Darby again. He's already beating Jungle Boy again. He's already done all that.
Yeah.
What else is there to do for him? Whereas Adam Cole, there's so many stories to be told that he hasn't told yet. There's Danielson out there. There's Moxley out there. There's Omega out there. Whereas MJF's been there, done that. All of them. Yeah. So that's why I want a new champion, a babyface champion, where I think Adam Cole could be a babyface champion that I will like, that everyone will like, because everyone likes Adam Cole. And you're gonna want to cheer for him. You're going to want to cheer for him because you love him and you're going to boo whoever he wrestles. He is the only kind of babyface that I can get behind that could be a champion. That says a lot because I hate babyface champions.
I'm shocked right now. So do you believe in AEW enough that they will book him properly to where he's not going to get stale fast, or is he going to be another one that's stale in 2 months or 3 months?
I think it's going to be a little bit different because you got to think, and this matters. When NXT was at its top, Adam Cole was the face of that company.
Yep.
And he knows what it's like to be on national TV, takeovers, Hell, he knows what it's like to be the big times. Adam Page didn't really have that. He wasn't, and I'm not saying that he did a bad job, because he did a great job. He had awesome title defenses. He did the best he could. It got stale because the only story they ever told with Adam Page, the only story, was Kenny Omega. Once he defeated Kenny Omega, there was no more story.
Yeah.
Think about this. We're in 2023. The same story is going on with the Dark Order and the Elite. Oh, he's my friend. How long has this been going on? They have no more stories to tell. Whereas Adam Cole has a whole freaking unwritten book, 6 million pages long, where we can write all these stories.
Yep. I mean, it's a good point. I just don't know that they're going to do it.
I don't think they're going to do it either.
I don't think they're going to do it.
I think Tony is dead set on having CM Punk versus MJF again for the title. I think he's dead set on that.
That will be all in?
It has to be.
That's why I think. I just don't know that I see MJF and Adam Cole as the headliner and all in. MJF, because I feel like Punk is going to be involved somehow. He's such a big name. And what bigger, if you want to put him in the main event, it's going to be for the title. Yeah. MJF and Punk, those two going back and forth on the microphone leading up to it. I see that as your main event match at All In.
Well, thinking about the talking about promo skills last night, I mean, you're right about that, Chris, but last night that promo was on point with Adam Cole and MJF. I think it was great. The callbacks were great. If you know, you know. You know, the ring the damn bell. That was a great promo. That's probably Adam Cole's best promo ever when he said that to Karrion Kross. Did you see that?
No, sure I didn't. Saw it. With Karrion Kross?
Yeah, back when Adam Cole's like, you know what makes me special? When they ring the damn bell, you know, MJF copied that.
Yep.
There was a lot of puns. They even brought up Vince's name. Vince McMahon's name. Wow, that was pretty cool. I mean, I didn't expect that. Do you think Tony likes that? Do you think Tony's like, yeah, say it, it's cool?
I don't know, because, I mean, yeah, that's his competition, but Tony's also just a huge wrestling fan. So, and that gets reactions. That's what you want. Like, this is what we're talking about. That was the highlight of the show right there. It was that promo.
Who am I? Tonight, on Saturday, June 17th, the main event will be Jay White, Juice Robinson, and Samoa Joe versus FTR and CM Punk. All right, yo, did you hear that announcement? Did you notice?
Yeah.
He's like, and CM Punk. Oh my God. Like, he didn't go CM Punk. It was literally the fastest he could ever possibly say it, and he's gone. And then an array of boos throughout the whole arena. I don't know if you caught that.
Oh yeah.
There was a lot of booze.
There's a lot of booze. There's going to be a lot. He's going to be a huge heel. Now, let me just ask if they do lead up to Punk versus MJF, who ends up being the babyface? Does MJF turn into the babyface in that situation?
I think it's going to be, they're going to have to gauge it. You can't gauge it on the first collision because he's going to be cheered.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to be in Chicago. So.
I expected CM Punk to have a promo to come out there, open the show, do what he did last time. But no, they announced him in the main event in this trios match. And it's to protect him so he doesn't get booed or whatever while he's trying to talk on the mic. And plus, what's he going to say? Everyone's expecting him. And I hear you out there on Twitter. Oh, he better say this. He better say that. He's not going to say nothing. When Jericho and Brock Lesnar had a fight and Jericho knocked Lesnar down, do you think Jericho came out and talked about it? No.
No.
That stays in the back. Did the Elite talk about it? No. They made fun of it. They had this whole match where Kenny Omega bit somebody and, you know, they made fun of it. They had their fun and they moved on. CM Punk will talk nothing about it. All you nerds that think he's going to say anything about it, you're an idiot. He's not. He's not going to bring up anything about the Elite or anything that happened. He might say like, oh, I left you or I did this or I did that. But he's not going to come out here and say what I did to you or what I did. The fuck are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
There's no way Tony would allow that. That would just ruffle more feathers.
Yeah. At this point, it's just time for all of them to move on. There's really no need. It's just going to cause more issues. So why do it?
And I think it's great that we're having this match. And let's just get right into it, this whole match. Does this mean that Samoa Joe is part of the Bullet Club Gold? Why is he in this match? What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea. No explanation. That was totally random that he was thrown in there.
Well, didn't they say that they're going to add a new member to the Bullet Club Gold?
They did.
So this is it. Okay, AEW Brain Trust. How about we say this? FTR, because they're feuding with Bullet Club Gold, with Jay White and with them. They are feuding. That's going to be a tag team match. And CM Punk, their friend, FTR, that we all know, they're friends. Yep. And say, and a special secret new member. And it could be a surprise. Why do we have to give it away? Because you don't want to step on Punk's return?
I don't know. But I don't know. You don't want another surprise, though, I thought you're tired of the surprises.
Not a surprise, but there's nothing cooler than, like, who's it going to be? Who's the mystery partner? Who's the third member? There's nothing cooler than that. And I just wish that they would have saved it. That's all.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't explain why Joe's there. They didn't explain it would have made more sense if Joe would have came out last night and did the thing to Ricky Starks, not the Ass Boys. It would have made more sense.
Yes. Do you think he fits in Bullet Club Gold?
It's hard to say. Because he's a great heel, but he's a front man. He's a star. Yeah. So is Jay White. So it's going to be hard to see who kind of like overtakes. Because, you know, this thing, whole thing in Judgment Day over there in the E, you have Finn Balor and Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley. You can say easily all three could be the leader. So is this going to be a situation where they're all three, which I think there's five members, all three are going to be like just one group and they just coexist? I think there's five. I think that the Ass Boys are part of it too, which is a phenomenal move for them if they are a part of it.
Yeah, I would definitely like them being a part of it. I think they would kind of fit, but I don't know if I feel like Samoa Joe fits that group.
Like, I don't know why
you feel like the odd man out.
Why? He's a bad guy.
He is. Maybe it's just his style of wrestling, though. I don't know. I just feel like his style's very different from theirs.
I mean, they need an enforcer. They need a big guy. Joe would be perfect for the Bullet. I'm all for it, and I'm really excited because people are like, Jay White's buried. Jay White's not doing anything. Jay White's on Rampage. Jay White's doing nothing.
Yeah.
And we just let it play out. We got Collision coming on, and it looks like Bullet Club Gold is going to be a big thing over there, which is cool. And I'm all for stables. And if we could add more stables and more trios and more tag teams, you know, this is in stable warfare. I'm in for it. I like it. I like that Jay White's going to be, it looks like he's going to be a focus on Collision. I think he's going to be a major focus.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He got this win.
Goes that way.
He got a win over Ricky Starks, who is one of the big stars in AEW. And, you know, Starks doesn't lose. I mean, I guess he does lose a lot. Yeah, damn. Poor Ricky Starks. Do you think it's because of his comments, what he said about the four pillars?
No, not necessarily.
Do you feel like Jungle Boy is being punished for his actions?
I know you think he is, and you're loving it.
He has to be. He's in a freaking hardcore tag team match against jobbers in the middle of AEW and no one cares.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He went from main event to the lowest part of the show.
Yeah.
He's below the women's matches. He really is.
Maybe there's something to it, and I don't know. I know I feel like you're hoping for it.
I really want it. I'm just not a fan of Jungle Boy anymore. Right. At all. Not even close.
You hate your baby faces.
That's not true. I was rooting for Ricky Starks last night. I'm a big Ricky Starks mark. I hope he gets. I just can't believe they beat him like that in the main event, but I understand why they did it, to push Jay White, to elevate him against that CM Punk. When you get announced in a match against CM Punk, you can't just lose. You need to keep on winning to be a good opponent for CM Punk. I get it. I get it. But does this mean we get better stuff for Ricky Starks going forward? It seems like he gets pushed.
And then it's
pulled back. Push, stop, push, stop.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. It's another one that's very confusing. Add them to the list of people that are very confusing of what are they doing with him. Because I feel like he's another one that has big star potential. And they'll give us a little sample size feel like he's on his way, and then they just pull the rug out from underneath him.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's to the point now where is he just a mid-carder for life? Is he just one of those guys who comes in, wins a match, comes in, loses a match? Not quite there, not quite Dolph Ziggler, not quite Swerve, but just somewhere there where he'll beat this guy, but put him against the top guy. Done. No chance.
Yeah. That's about where he feels at on the card. Unfortunately.
Sucks. Just freaking sucks. Chris, I want to bring up one more thing before we go. I want to bring up one more thing, and this might be a topic of discussion, but we haven't seen Miro or Thunder Rosa since that one interaction. So let me ask you this. Am I supposed to believe, are we supposed to believe that they showed up to work one day? They literally showed up to work, met with Tony Khan. He said, get the fuck out of here. Go home. What are you doing here? Because there was no nothing. It was no like, we've negotiated terms. Miro will be on Collision. Like, they announced CM Punk. They announced all these things, but there was nothing that came from this little stupid 30-second clip of Miro and Thunder Rosa walking into the office. Are we going to see them? Or I'm sure we are, but why aren't they hyping these guys up? Where are the video packages? Where's the notices? Where's anything? Why did you bring them on if you're never going to talk about them again?
Yeah, they need to really start adding more on. Now, would you have liked to have seen, let's say, because I assume they are going to be on Collision. That had to have been what that was for. Would you like to have seen them announce like Thunder Rosa the first week and then officially announce Miro the second week and then do CM Punk, like build up to bigger stars, or start with CM Punk and then say, hey, now at this point, we're going to fill in the rest with these people here.
I would like
to see him start with a lower person and then build up towards the bigger star and say like the show just keeps getting bigger and bigger kind of a feel.
Okay. I can see that, but I don't like these announcements. As you know, these weekly announcements are getting kind of old and tired. What happened to the old-fashioned video package? Why can't we just, after a match? What match happened last night? Hook and Jungle Boy beat some jobbers. After the match, instead of going to a backstage segment with Alex Marvez, with Luchasaurus beating up Brock Anderson, Lesnar, why don't we have a video package of Miro training, getting ready, doing whatever? Collision, I'm coming for you. Be it like something to get us hyped up for a Miro return, or it could be a Thunder Rosa video package. Video packages are great to get you hyped up for someone. And we don't see that in AEW a lot. We don't see these video packages, and it's missing. Something as simple as a 30-second, just dark Miro training, whatever fuck he does. And then all of a sudden at the very end, he just goes, Collision, I'm coming for you. You know, fucking whatever, game over. Boom. That's it. How hyped would you be for that?
Yeah, that would be great. That is something that they're not doing anymore. They used to do that. I remember Lance Archer when he came in. I still to this day remember his video package where he was in like a wrestling ring. It was like outside and there was a bunch of people and he was just beating the crap out of like 30 people. And I'm like, man, I don't know who this dude is, but man, he looks like a monster. He looks like he is awesome. Like, I'm excited for this dude. So yeah, if done right, then yeah, the video package could work really well. They should look into going back to it.
So I don't know Andrade's story. I did see the news. I'm sure you saw Andrade was supposed to do a backstage segment as well. It's similar to Miro in Thunder Rosa. He was supposed to be on that show, but he declined it, said he didn't want to do it. So I guess I don't know what's going on with him. But how cool would it be for someone like an Andrade where 1 week we just show a video of something and you don't show Andrade, but you see a bunch of things, whatever. Clues. The next week you do something else. Clues, like kind of like a Bray Wyatt thing. Then the third week, boom, you see Andrade's face, or you see him do like he takes off that mask he wears. He goes, so the same effect. That would get us fans hyped. Because guess what, Tony? I don't know if you heard the fucking people out there. They don't want Phil back. Not everyone does. I don't even think you do. Not you, but Tony, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone does back there, but you have to because you pay him so much money. Yep. So give us something we are excited for to counteract. You hear the boos. You said CM Punk real fast and you cut real fast because you didn't want to hear the boos. But guess what you would do if you put Miro on that screen? The entire fucking place would go nuts and be thanking you.
Yep.
What are we doing? That's all, man. That's all I want. I want excitement. I want new. Because guess what? I can predict Dynamite from start to finish. Orange Cassidy, Jeff Jarrett, women's match, fucking Bullet Club Gold backstage promo, Jericho, done. Like, that's the show. Give me something new.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But speaking of Dynamites and shows and lineups real quick, our show that we were talking about that we got tickets to, it'll be a month out from All In. I'm thinking that's going to be, Tampa's actually going to get a pretty good wrestling show.
We might. You never know.
What do you mean we might? It's 1 month out. I feel like that's like prime building spot for some good stories leading into the pay-per-view.
I'm just letting you know, just like in real life, I don't watch Rampage, so I ain't staying for that shit. I'm out after Dynamite, but I'm excited to watch a good professional. I hope, here's what I hope. I hope MJF's there. I hope the Elite are there, and I don't care about anyone else being there.
That's it?
That's it. I don't care about anyone else being there. Seen them all. Mercedes, hopes she shows up.
Yeah, of course.
That'd be super cool. If she just showed up, that's her debut, I would go nuts.
You might pass out.
I might pass out. I might just...
We're going to have to carry you back to the car at that point.
I think, I you know what? Why didn't we get floor seats? How much were floor seats? Nobody cares. Nobody listening cares right now. But how much were floor seats?
I was kind of looking at those, but we would have been so many rows back. Like, by the time I got a chance to look at it was when I got home. And I don't know, we'd have been like 10, 12, 15 rows back. I've had floor seats before. If you're not close to the front, it's not worth it.
But we'd be one of those guys who are like, wild thing. And John Moxley runs by and he like does the thing with his water bottle. And you're like, wild thing.
Yeah, but our luck, we would buy tickets to try and be there for that. And then they would do like what they did at Orlando and flip the entire set on us. And then we'd be on the wrong side.
That's true.
So but, I just figured we'd go with the straight up seats. Nice straight view. We can see everything.
Before we do head out, because it's going to be a little shorter show, I do want to say Iron Sheik has passed away. I'm sure everyone's heard the news. Sad news. I followed him on Twitter. It was fun. His content was fun. Always telling everyone to fuck off and fuck you, Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
I hope somebody follows in his footsteps, because Hulk Hogan needs to be reminded daily to fuck off, jabroni. Hulk Hogan.
That's right. Keep it going.
Chris, any last words before we head out?
Just counting down the days to the Tampa show, man. I can't wait.
Counting down. Chris has been waiting for this for literally 4 years.
I've been tweeting Tony. He finally listened. I've been tweeting him all the time.
Yingling Center. We will be there. But if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. Josh Kimmel, LUS, at RTW Chris as well. He's been more active lately. I'm always on there talking hooey and applesauce. I get people, Chris, you have no idea how many people follow me a day, and then they see my content and they just drop right off. I get it. I'm a lot to handle, but trust me, it's fun times.
Yep.
So until next week, guys, we are out of here. Peace out. Thank